In this week of the course, you will be studying some aspects of African history. Please remember that Africa is huge, almost three times the size of the United States, with a mixture of very diverse climatic zones. In addition, Africa is also probably the place of origins of Homo sapiens almost 300,000 years ago. Given the vast size of the continent and the very diverse societies that have existed and still exist there, it is hard to find such a thing as African civilization. Indeed, this is not surprising given the lack of political or religious unity on the continent and the development of both states and stateless societies. If we want to reach a bit, we can identify some commonalities of the African experience. An oral tradition, some common linguistic features, animistic religion as common in Africa, and that means the power of natural forces personified as spirits appeased by rituals and dancing. The concept of good and evil, with evil usually attributed to witchcraft. The idea of a central creator with lesser deities. And the importance of lineage through the clan, which allowed ancestors to act as intermediaries to the gods. Key African states included Songhai on the Niger River under the leadership of Sunni Ali in the 15th century, and Mali under Sanjata, for whom the great epic is named, and then Mansa Kankamusa, who made the Hajj pilgrimage in 1324.